Oké, okay, hier we go. Waar Yigdal who ish, and the ish, he grew. Waar Yigdal who ish, the ish grew. Waar Yelech Holech veGodel, and he became Holech continuously greater. He grew continuously. Ad ki Godal Ma'od, until he was extremely great. So what does it say over here in the Targum? Targum Hula says, on this pasuk, Uruvo Gavro, the person grew, Va'azal, Va'azal Azil V'rove. Targum adds in one more word. The person, the Va'idal is Uruvo Gavro, Va'yelech Ho'ish, Va'azal Ho'ish, Va'yelech he went, that's Va'azal Azil, Va'yelech Ho'loich, V'godel, he translates V'rove. The Rave ad ki godal mod until he was very, very great. Ad yiravol lechado until he was uniquely great. Let's see what Rashi says on this pasuk. Rashi, divin hamaschil, targum, back, mefarshim. Rashi says, ki godal mo'od, shahoyu oimim, they would say, zevel pirdoisav shal yitzhak vile kaspoy uzov shal avimelech. People would say that it's better to have in your possession the zevel, the waste of the mules of Yitzchak, better than the silver and the gold of Avimelech. Now, I'll tell you a little bit of a drush here. Yitzchak, what is a mule? Mare, are you there, Mare? Mare, what is a mule? A mule is a mamzer. Isn't that what a mule is? A mule is a cross between a donkey and a horse. Is that correct? A pered is a mix between a donkey and a horse. So what is a mule? A mule is a mamzer. Because what is a mamzer? Mamzer is, you don't krich, you don't belong. You don't go, you don't belong. A person, a married woman, has a child with a man that's not her husband. The child is a mamzer. A mule is a mamzer. In the animal kingdom, there are horses and there are donkeys. Donkeys stick to themselves, and horses are supposed to stick to themselves. What is a donkey and a horse getting together? They don't belong together. They're not supposed to do that. So they have a child. The child's a mamzer. What was the complaint about Yitzchak? The complaint was Vayar es Yishmoel Sarah saw about Yishmoel that he was mitzachik. They said that Yitzchak was a mamzer. Yitzchak was Nisabra Me'avimelech Nisabra Sarah. That Sarah was married to Avraham for all of these years. Nothing ever happened to her. She never conceived. All of a sudden now, she's abducted by Avimelech. And look at that. Shortly thereafter, she has a child. So people would say, oh, you see that? The real father of Yitzchak is Avimelech. So Hashem had to do things in order to show that it's not true. Rashi deposits says in the sixth parsha that Hashem formed the facial images, the tzuras aponim of Yitzchak, identical to Avraham, to show that it was Avraham who led us Yitzchak and not Avimelech, not Avimelech. There were other things that were done to show that there were other things that were done, but that does not stop the mainstream media, the MSM, will do whatever they want to do. No one's going to stop them. They'll say all the lies. Fake news, they'll say whatever they want to go say, and they said that Avimelech, that Yitzchak was a mamzer. Here, this is the very great depth of this Rashi. Yitzchak was successful. The more they tried to say nasty things about Yitzchak, this is Chazal said this, the biggest complaint was to say that he was a mamzer. What do they say? Zevel pirdoisav shel Yitzchak. The waste of the mules, which is symbolic of the mamzer, for like kaspa uzahava shel Avimelech. Even the people that were, how shall we say this, the people that associated with the byproduct of defending Yitzchak, that he's not a mule, that he's not a mamzer. Zevel means the schmutz of the mamzerus, of the products of Yitzchak, which means the mainstream media, v'lekas by uzahava shel Avimelech. just associating yourself with Yitzhak, even being part of Yitzhak, where people would accuse you of being nonsense, of mamish lies, outright lies, to a degree, you get more chashivas than being associated with the big malchus of Avimelech. Okay, we have to find the right words to explain this idea, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say, is that people who cast lies upon tzaddikim, they're only hurting themselves. They're saying things that are not true. It will come back to haunt them. Okay, in any event, there's not really much over here on this. Rashi, we have Rashi and the Targum. They're pretty much saying the same thing. Let's go for it. Pasuk Yudalit. Vayehi lo imikne tzadim imikne vokar yak yitzchavim. He had imikne, he had cattle, sheep, and he had a bokar. Va'avud rabo, he had a lot of possessions. Avud means, it's a very unusual word. Avud means an avuda. I don't know what it means. Avuda rabba. It's not an easy word to translate. We have to see over here. They translate over here a large house, which does not appear to be accurate. Vikanu oisai polish the plisim were jealous. Rashi. What does the Targum verse say? Targum says, it says vayihilo itzayin liknei. I'm in the wrong Targum. Time of Rashi. Vahavle geise ono. He had geise means mikne acquisitions. Ono means sheep. The geise mikne toyrin of oxen, ufolchono, folchono means work, ano ezoin ve'eflach. In a ksuba, a husband writes about his wife, he will support her, and ano ezoin ve'eflach, I will work, I will go out and get a job, and be a slave to my wife. Ufolchono means to work. So here it says, Va'avuda rabba, they had a lot of people working for him. Sagya, very much. The Pelishtim were very jealous. Now, let's take a look over here, the word geise. The word geise appears to be an unusual word. Toldos, Perik Chavav, Pasik Yudalit. Chavav Yudalit. What does it say over here in the... What does it say over here in the Targum? Okay, in the Ma'at, sorry. Oh, by the way, you know, I forgot to tell you today. Mayor, you there? You know whose yard sale was today? It's already over. Mayor, calling Mayor, our space, this will be up your alley. Today's yard sale, I believe it was the Ma'at, sorry. We forgot to announce it.
Wow, how am I supposed to know that?
We forgot
what
this.
Was the name?
The Ma'at Sari was of Yaakov Zev Lev. His last name was Lev. Lev.
Yaakov Ben Lev?
It says Nitman. It says here Nitman. Nun Lama Beis Ayin stands for. What does that stand for? What does the Nun Lama Beis Ayin stand for? Niftar Lebeis Oilamai. He was Niftar Lebeis Oilamai. Chof Zayin Cheshvain. Tough shit,
wow.
Iron test.
Where is he buried in Jerusalem?
I have no idea. I wouldn't know this. Someone told this to me. Someone just told this to me last night. Agav Orcha. I was talking to the yard side this night. The Ma'at, sorry. I
wow,
said,
okay.
What?
Today is the Chasan Seifer's yard. Chasan Seifer's father's yard site. Ehrenfeld.
That was. That's the Chasan Seifer's son?
The father of the Chasan Seifer, the son-in-law of the Chasan Seifer.
The son-in-law. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehyeh bedvarai.
Amen. But tonight is a Beni Yaina from Shari Tshuva.
Groda. He was the one that said by the Rama. He did Tshuva on the Rama. He was the one that burnt the books of the Rama. And he did Tshuva his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. But to see, we learn the Ma'at Sari every day. We learn Ma'at Sari.
And we did it. We should have had a Sukkah.
Yeah, I forgot. So just everything in my mind is not there exactly. Okay, Geise. Over here, he says, Havale Geise. Geise means Mikne. What does it mean, Mikne? So it says over here in the Ma'at Sari, Pasuk Yudalit. Geise means, okay, Geise Tzorich Iyun. Okay, so the Ma'at Sari, I don't recall the Ma'at Sari saying Tzorichim, saying he doesn't know. He doesn't know what this means. Shepa Amim Rabbis Uncle Santagim Mikne Bi'ira. Most of the time when it says the word Mikne in Chumash, the Targum translates it with the word Bi'ira, animals. And here the Targum translates the word Mikne as geise. Geise means fat. That means gas. Shapirushara behema. And here, the alam yeshah shahatur atzmam beveretz umikne habehema. Okay, so I don't know, this is very interesting over here, that for some reason we have an unusual word to translate the word over here, that he had mikne tzaynu mikne vakar, so you can challenge someone on Shabbos and Shul. What does the word mikne tzaynu mikne vakar mean? The time of year says desay. Now also, I don't know grammar, but I know once in a rare event, I get to lane. When I lane, I notice I have to be very careful. Sometimes it's mikne, and sometimes it's mikne. Okay, I'm not exactly sure of the grammar. Over here, it's samuch because there is a makov that connects it to the word tzoyin, mikne, tzoyin. Is that why? But the next time it says mikne vokar, there is no makov that connects the two words. So I don't know the rules. I don't know the grammatical rules of when you say the word mikne and when you say the word mikne and mikne, or surely mikno. I'm sorry, surely be mikno. Mikno when there's a komatz that's usually feminine. When there's a segel zohar, what am I saying? When there's a segel, it's zohar, right? Zohar. A komat is usually feminine. So over here it says, sometimes you say the word mikno. Mikno? I'm all mixed up already. I'm not sure, but over here, maybe that would be a difference if it's a tsere or it's a komat, if it would be bi'ira or geisei. All right, something to store away in your memory for some other time. Now we go to the next one. All of the wells Asher that were dug by the servants of his father, the Avraham, of the days of Avraham's father, Sitmum Polishtim, the Polishtim, they closed them up by Yamalim Afar. So there were wells, and the wells were dug by the servants of his father, Bnei Avraham. Okay, so B'chol HaBe'erit HaShechofu Avdei Aviv B'nei Avraham. Isn't that redundant? The servants of his father in the days of Avraham Aviv. Whatever that means. Sitmon Polishtim, the Polishtim, they closed up V'yamal Mofar. Rashi, B'chol HaBe'erit, all the wells, the Chafaru that were dug, Avdei Avuhi, the servants of his father, B'yoymei Avraham, in the days of Avraham, his father, Avuhi's father, Tamonun Pilishto, and the Pilishto, they closed them up. They sealed them. Tamun. Okay, Tamun. And Umilonun Afro. They fill, how do you seal it? By filling it up with earth. Rashi, Sitmun Pilishto, B'nesh Amru, Takola Himlanu. They made excuses. The reason why they closed up the wells, they said this is a Takola, this is a danger. B'nei Hagi Yosai, it's because of the armies. Haboy Salenu, Tamonun Pilishtoe. What does it mean, Tamonun Pilishtoe? Lashon Stima. They closed it. Or Lashon HaTalmud, Me Tamtem Esalev. The word means to Tamtem the heart. What does that mean? It means to close the heart. It's very important because when we talk about Tamtem Halev, what do people say? See, this is an interesting thing. People say your heart is contaminated. Don't feed children Cholov Stam. Don't feed children non-kosher food. Don't give them entimins. Don't give them ches. Don't give them tarfus. Okay? Why? Metamte mesalev. So what does that mean? So as the average person, I'll tell you, it means you're gonna damage their neshama. It's gonna be you're gonna by putting in tarfus chazer into their food, their hearts are going to be poisoned. They're gonna have an attraction to things that are not good. That's not what it means. By feeding them chazer, you're not gonna go and have a desire to go do averos. All you're doing is you're closing up their hearts. A child's heart naturally is open, is receptive to holy things. When they are distracted or they are poisoned, they're not being pushed in the wrong direction. It's just that they're no longer receptive to Kedusha. We always saw this other, the Chazoinish, he would tell women that you don't have to daven Friday night that your children should be Yirei Shamayim and they should be Talmidei Chachamim and they should be Balei Chesed and they should be Masnidim. That's wrong. That's ridiculous. There's no need to do that. The ikar tefillah a parent should have for his children is they should not be distracted. Hashem should guard them, should protect them, should put around them a bubble that they should not be distracted. If children are not distracted, the Chazon Ish, this is what he holds. He holds the very tremendous chiddush. I have no doubt in my mind that a lot of people don't agree with this. But I trust the Chazon Ish on this. Somehow, that's what he's saying. It's very extremely valuable. He tells us the people that are blown away. They don't believe it. And then they start thinking about it. And then they come back and they say, you know something? You're right. The Chazon Ish says that children will naturally develop to be tzaddikim. The problems all start when they are distracted. It's when you don't let them naturally develop the way they should develop. They're pulled by influence, external influences of whatever they may be, all different types of mishagasim distract them and prevent them from naturally developing in the way they should go. A child, if he's not distracted, will turn out to be a tzaddik. L'mai nafkamina, the ikar tefillah of a parent should be Hashem, protect. Baruch atah Hashem, magen Avraham. Just protect him. Protect him not to be under the influence of bad friends. Protect him not to be under the influence of types of entertainment and things that are not good. That's what caused the problem. That's the tamte mesalef. The tamte means it's not that you're going to inject in him poison. You're going to close his heart. He's not going to be receptive to the natural blessing, the natural influence of Kedusha that comes his way of a child. Okay, that's what's over here in the Rashi. So the Rashi over here, is there any machlokes Rashi in the Targum? Doesn't seem there's any machlokes. Rashi said they filled it up. It means they sealed it. And they filled it with earth. Rash just tells over here that he tells us a very interesting thing that's not in the pasuk. He tells us the reason why the Plishtim closed up the wells. You know why they closed up the wells? They had an excuse. Sha'omru. What do they say? Takola himlanu. These wells is a takola. It's a danger for society because if there's going to be a war, the enemy is going to use these wells as a tool or. Maybe what it means is they're gonna have water. This is the whole big Shiloh. When an enemy comes, this is maybe we appreciate this better with Chizkiyahu. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, I haven't gone there in a while. I really wonder if I'll ever be able to go back again to Eretz Yisrael with this corona business. And they have tours of Yerushalayim, and it's a big thing to show the Chochmah of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, where he built this magnificent underground reservoir of water for the people of Yerushalayim, and at the same time he starved Sancheriv that was laying siege to Yerushalayim with a massive number of soldiers. They did not have access to this water, and you know, when an army goes to fight, they need food. There's no Uber Eats on the battlefield. You just can't go call Uber and bring me from a restaurant food. It doesn't work like that. You need enormous supply of food to keep an army going, to keep them well fed in the middle of nowhere. United States, and they go and they fight in Iraq, a major chunk of what it costs is transportation, is to get there. Is to get there and have enough fuel to keep the people going, to keep the machines going, and food to feed, you know, every one soldier that fights in the battle. You need a crazy amount of support, of food, shelter, engineers, electricity, gasoline, diesel. You need an enormous amount of resources just to keep everyone going. So here it would appear that these wells was a natural supply of water. What would happen if an enemy would attack Avimelech? It would be an army that would lay siege to Avimelech. They would have water. If they have water, then they can sit out there in the field and lay siege to the Plishtim for decades. They have water. They have everything. They have natural supply of water. what about the people living inside of the city, inside of the lands, inside of the cities of the Pelishtim, whatever cities they may have, who says they have water? So therefore, the Pelishtim said, these wells that were dug by Avraham, they're very nice. It provides water for people that are traveling on the road. But what is going to happen when the day comes when our enemies come and they go to war against us? They're going to have access to water on the battlefield, and that's going to allow them to remain there for a very long period of time and lay siege, and who knows, they may conquer us. So therefore, we have to destroy scorched earth policy. We have to destroy the wells so that our enemies should not have mayim if they so choose to go to war against us. Now, Avraham Avinu obviously disagreed. He disagreed with this approach. Why did he disagree? Well, number one, he couldn't care less about the Pelishtim. That's number one. Adaraba, they should come and they should attack and they should wipe you out. But even you have to, I don't know. You have to think about this. You have to analyze this. Is there's obviously a benefit in having wells, water. People need mayim. Hoy kol tzomi l'chul mayim. You need water. You need water to drink. So you're worried, what's going to be? Maybe one day there'll be World War III, and this one's, and they can be able to attack. Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line when you need, on the one hand, to protect yourself, but mitzad sheni, you need to be generous, and you need to provide services so people that are traveling on the road, they should have water. Where do you draw the line? I don't know. Obviously, in this instance, Avraham disagreed. Avraham felt that the wells are necessary. And the Pelishtim says, no. We anticipate there's going to be a milchama, and our enemies are going to use these wells to have fresh water. This was the machlekes. B'mei sh'amru takola him lanu b'mei hagayosos, the armies habo solenu. They're going to come to attack. They're going to have mayim. And we're going to be finished. Now, let's try to look at this. I never really understood this until now. Until the course of learning with you opens up all these vistas of ideas. And which everyone says the water. What do the wells represent? Hoy kol tzomi l'chul l'mayim ein mayim ela Torah. Avraham Avinu, his mission was to bring forth Torah to this world. Now, not obviously Torah, the Tarag Mitzvahs, but to bring spirituality into this world. It's like he was a Chabad guy, Avraham. He went, anyone to come, you know, have a cup of water. Have what to drink. Have some drink from the wells of spirituality. Put on a pair of tefillin. Recognize who is the Balabira. Avraham made an Eshel, middle of nowhere. He's always looking to go and help people, do chesed. And the Pelishtim said, no, we don't want chesed because we're afraid of milchama. We're afraid if you do too much chesed, if you do chesed, the cost of chesed is we may be defeated. What do you mean you can be defeated? Don't you want to do chesed also? It's almost like this, it's like Sodom. You get the impression is that the Pelishtim, there's an element of Sodom in the Pelishtim, where no, we don't want chesed at any cost. At any cost, we do not want to engage in chesed. People shall have what to drink, because if we'll do chesed, then they're going to overcome us. Is that really true? Okay, something to think about. I don't know. Let's not go further. He said, it's time for you to leave. Lech me'imanu, leave us, ki otzamta mimenu me'oid. You're way too powerful. Okay, let's see what it says in the Targum. Targum, ve'amar v'melech litzak, azil me'imono, leave us, are because tekefta minono lechada. Lechada means very much. You are more mighty, you are mightier than us, very much. And you gotta leave. No, this is like antitrust, monopoly. This is what the government does. Whenever you have in the government, you have a company that's too powerful, so there are antitrust laws. You have a monopoly. You have a monopoly, and you cornered the market, and you can raise the price. You do whatever you want. Google, Facebook, Twitter, these people have now become literally otsamta mimenu meoit. The Twitter, Jack was first in Dorsey, and he has more power than the President of the United States. He really does. The President of the United States, his following is by his Wilde person, his Twitter account, and this private citizen who doesn't have at his disposal the nuclear codes, he doesn't have at his disposal the entire military of the United States. What does he have? He has a lot of money, but he doesn't have power to go blow up the world. And he presses a button. Goodbye, Trump. Goodbye, good riddance. You have no way to communicate with your people. Your koyach of communication is over. It's amazing. These people, not only him, you have Mark Zuckerberg, and you have Larry Page, and Bill Gates. These people who sit in their ivory tower behind a wall of technology, they literally have more power than the governments of this world. It's an amazing thing. That's what it means, ki otsamta mimenu me'od. And that's just that's an evil example. Now, Avraham Avinu, obviously his influence, Yitzchak's influence was awesome. And Avimelech couldn't handle this. He couldn't handle this. So he enacted antitrust laws where he threw him out of the country. Rashi, there is no Rashi. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayelach Misham. So Yitzchak, you listened. Yitzchak, he listened. It's an incredible chiddush. Why didn't he fight? Why didn't Yitzchak put up a fight? When do you fight and when do you listen? Someone had. What did I read? I read not that long ago in Mishpacha magazine. You know, I forgot the name of the person. It wasn't that long ago. It was very recently. There was a person who was nifter a couple of years ago. Not that long ago, maybe 2 years ago. And they wrote him up. It was really basically, it was like an autobiography. Not totally. Someone interviewed him and they wrote it up. His whole life career. He was a very famous person. He was the head of YU Center, a graduate center. Azrieli, is that what it's called? The Azrieli education in YU. There's a graduate.
Yeah, there's Azrieli, but what's the name of the guy?
Go Google it. Who's the one that really developed it? He didn't get the credit for it. He's the one that really he built up, he developed it. He was a Menahel principal in many. He had a long, fruitful career. He was nifter, but he had a very fruitful career in education, Jewish education. He was in many schools, many institutions, and he built up many, and he had a problem. He had a problem his whole life. He was too successful. Wherever he went, he became extremely popular and successful, but he was not able, for some strange reason, to be popular with the board, with the administration who gave him his paycheck. So you have a school, and you're the principal, or you're the dean of some center, and the board of trustees, for some reason, doesn't like you. But the students and the faculty are crazy about you. And then you got a problem. The board wants to fire you for some crazy reason, and the students and the faculty, they'll do anything, they'll give up their life that you should not leave. And it becomes a very big problem. So he writes there, the whole article was pretty much that in his earlier years, he fought. He fought. You're going to throw me out? I built this institution. He put up a fight like none other, and it was very, very ugly. And then he was eventually, anyway, fired, and he moved on. He had a very hard time getting another job because of the ugliness of what happened, but he got another job, and the same thing basically repeated itself his whole life. And as he got older, had more experience, he learned that the wisest thing to do is vayelech nisham, to leave peacefully and quietly For some reason, that was his mazel. He became very successful in the institution, but amongst the board members, the trustees, he wasn't so successful. They didn't like him for some reason. He was too firm for them, too religious. He was too smart for them. I don't know, it's like a certain personality where the people who pay you, give you your check, they're just either they're jealous or they're hush, whatever it is. And the article presented itself that, you know, with age, Mashayase Hasman Lo Yase Hasechel, with age and experience you learn to do exactly what it says in this pasuk. Vayelech Misham Yitzchak Vayichan Benachal Gor Vayeshev Sham. Avimelech says, get out of here. Ki Yotzamto Mimenu Me'od. There is no doubt that the Yitzchak could have put up a big fight. He could have rallied the troops. And he could have overthrown Avimelech. And what did he do? You're right, you want me out of here? It's not worth it. This is not my place. I don't belong here anyway. Vayelech Misham Yitzchak. Okay, Mary, you found the name of the person? He found the name of the person. I don't remember his name. Okay, next. So what does it say? Vayelech Misham. So Rashi over here said, let's see what it says. So what does it say? We did the Rashi. Vayelech Misham. Vayichan benachal gror vayeshev sham. Rochoik menuir. In the valley of it's far. What does the Targum say? Vazal mitamal Yitzhak ushara. Shom means he lived. Benachlo de gror. In the Nachal of Gror, Vayesh Visev Tamon Vir. So what is Rashi coming to say that we don't already know? Rochoik Benachal Gror. I don't know the significance. I don't know. There must be something very deep. Why Rashi says Rochoik Menuir? I don't know. Pasuk Yudches. Vayesh Vayoshav. Now what did he do? Now Yitzhak comes along and Yoshav and he returns. Yitzhak Vayachbar. He digs as a Be'eros Hamayim, the wells of water. Shall Chafu Bibiyarvam Bivayisapu Plishtim. He redigs the wells. Achadei Mois Avraham, they closed after Avraham died. Vayikro Lohen, he called them Shemos. Ka Shemos Asher Karlan Aviv. He gave them the same names. He was loyal to his father. He preserved the name to his father, to the Messiah. Okay, this is loyalty to your father. Targum over here says, Targum V'sov. V'sov means to return. Teshuva. Yitzhak v'chafar yos beirei the wells the Maya dichafim b'yomah that were dug in the days of Avraham Avu his father v'tamolnun pelishtoi and the pelishtim sealed them bosar demis Avraham ukra lohen he called them shemohon the names kishmon diyahava kori le avuhi the same exact name that were called by his father. Okay, what does Rashi say? Vayosha vayachbar ha-be'eros ha-shachafim b'yavraham aviv v'pelishtim sitmon. Saying so, there's some wells that were dug by the days of his father, and they were closed by the Pelishtim. Mikoidem shenosa Yitzhak migor chazar v'chafaron. He redug them after he left. Now this was an act of hostility. No, isn't this an act of war? If the Pelishtim go, the king of Melech Pelishtim goes and they seal them. And Yitzchak now goes, after he leaves, and I guess surreptitiously, somehow he sneaks back in there and he redigs these wells. Isn't this an act of war? I don't know, but that's what he did. Pasuk Yitess, Vayachbu Avdi Yitzchak Benachal. Now they went and they dug a new well in the valley. Vayimtzu Usham Be'er Mayim Chayim. And they found fresh water. They found a new well. What is it in the Targum? V'chafru avde Yitzhak benachal v'ashku tamon beirad demayin nivoin. That is a very interesting word. Chayim, life, he's translating as flowing. It's an amazing translation. It's telling us, what does it mean, life? What does it mean to be alive? What does it mean to be alive? You have a pulse, sit in a chair and you eat. Mayim chayim, water that is flowing. What does it mean, flowing? Let's see what it says over here in the Targum. Let's see what it says. Pasuk Yutes in the Ma'at. Sorry, he gives us some insight. Pasuk Yutes, the mind of in Kimashakos ben Ezra, Mayim Chayim Mimokoim Noivea, a place that flows, Kiamayim Hanovim Meritz Misnanim Mispashtim, Chayim Mashainkin Mebo or Mikve Undim. Okay, he doesn't really explain. Just okay, there is obviously a lot of depth. It means living water. Life is not a lake. A lake is dead. It just sits there and doesn't move. You have a pit, a swamp. Washington, D.C., it's one big swamp. A swamp. People just sit there and just don't move. That's a swamp. A Mayan, a fountain, is movement. There is a Frischkeit. That's called Mayim Chaim. Pasuk, there is no Rashi on this. There is no Rashi over here on this Pasuk. Okay, now we go to Pasuk Chav. Pasuk Chav says, Vayorivu, they quarreled. V'royei Gror, there was a fight. Everyone likes a big fight. The shepherds of Gror, Imroi Yitzog Lemar Lanu Hamoyim, who is the owner of this well? Now the Pasuk said above, one line above, the Emes, we live in a world of Alma de Shikra, a world of Sheker. It says here, Pasuk Yites, Vayachberu Avdei Yitzchak Banochal. So who owns the well? Yitzchak. So what are they doing over here, the Roy Gror? The Ganovim. Ganovim, Mamesh Ganovim, the bunch of Ganovim. Vayarivu Roy Gror, they quarreling in Roy Yitzchak Lemo Lonu Hamoyim. No, it's not. I mean, it's your water. We dug the well. Vayikur, they called Shem Aber Esek. What does it mean, Esek? Esek means contention. They call it Esek because the word Esek means to contend, to quarrel. Ki his asiku imo, ki his asiku. So the sin? I thought it was the ki his asiku imo, okay? Because they quarreled with him. What does it say in the Targum? Targum on this pasuk says, unitsoi. Okay, nitzoi means to quarrel. Vayinotsu ho anoshim. Ravosa de Gror, the shepherds of Gror, im Ravosa de Yitzhak, levim ardilo no maya. It's our water. Okroshma de Vera iska. Are is asiku ime, they quarreled. Rashi, Esek, they called it Esek. Irur, Esek means to fight. It means to, what's a good translation of the word irur? To contend. I don't like the word contend. I don't know what it means, contend. It's just a fancy word, which means to fight. I don't know exactly. It means, error is more, there's something more. Error means like to disturb from one's serenity. And a person that's sitting, you know, he's sitting down, he's in the park, he's enjoying the, he's relaxing, and you go over to him, and you do something that disturbs him. You disturb his peace of mind, his tranquility. That's called an error. Now you can have a guy sitting in a room and another guy just walks into the room and starts, just sits there. The other person's presence, it disturbs you. What are you doing here? You don't belong here. What are you doing here? You're making me uncomfortable. I'm used to being here in this room, in a certain environment, a certain quiet. What are you doing here? You're disturbing me. That's called ira. There's a disturbance. Ki his asku imo, nis asku imo olecha b'meriva v'ira, with quarreling and ira. Okay, that's why he was called. That's what Rashi says. And Targum says pretty much the same. Let's see over here if we have any insight into this from the Ma'at Sodi, Pasuk Chof. Pasukov here, unitsoi, that we know. Okay, and then it says, Esek derchlal unkelis metargim shmos anoshim unbekamus losh nakosov. Arei has a long entry here. Let me read you what it says over here. Arei is asaku esek betargum perushoi inyan. It means an inyan. So he's saying something very interesting. I told you means to Rashi, it seems that there's a disagreement. We have here a home run. A machlekes Rashi and Unkelus. Rashi says Esek means irur, to fight. According to the Targum, he says Esek means a matter, an issue. We have an issue on the table. We have something. We have to deal with the issue. That's what the Targum. Rashi really says. Look at the Targum. It says in Tzay Ravos the Groy Ravos Diesel Lemar Dolan Mayo Kro Shema Debera Iska. Iska means this now is an issue. We're not fighting. Array is a sequel email because they made this into an issue. There's something that has to be, there's some type of negotiation that has to be worked out over here. Let me read again. Perushai inyon. Umekar milu zo me'aposek shalifaneinu v'tagim kaloshan ha-toyra b'hachalfus oitz ha-sin lo'itzamach kiragil ba'aramis. V'devil tagim perush ha-sipurno hishtadlu u'mashakosav rashi esek irur. Either it means shadato sheperush hamila beposek kukoloshan chazal vayotziu olecha asikin. It means to fight. V'amim zudas haradak Rabbi Avraham ibn Ezra, Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra, Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra, oik sherashi perush lufi hakavana. Okay, so he is seemingly the ma'atzari. Seems to be an indicating to a certain degree that very possibly we have here a machloikis. This is always the greatest hanah. Talmidei chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. That's really a euphemism. Talmidei chachamim make machloikis. I'm not talmid chacham, so I can't say that myself. Cannot say that anyway. But here we have achieved a home run. It appears that the machloikis here, according to they called it. Asek, according to Rashi, Rashi says, Irur, Bimiriva v'Irur, they took up arms. Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. There's going to be gunpowder. There's going to be a lot of cannons and nuclear missiles. People are going to have their finger on the trigger. Targum says, who says? This is just a matter of diplomacy in Congress. This is an issue. It's an issue. You're gonna vote for this. You're not gonna vote. You're gonna lobby for this. Not lobby. It's an ASEC. An ASEC. It's a talking point. It's something. It's you know, you take sides, Republican, Democrat. But there's no fighting over this. All right, we'll leave it with that. Thank you so much for coming. We learned a couple of nice things here today. New things never knew before. Even if we knew, it's good chazar. Have a wonderful night. All the best, everyone.
Brian.
So who won the election?
I don't know. So far in Virginia, the Republicans leading.
That's good news.
He's leading by 9%.
9%? Don't worry, they'll steal it yet.
Dominion, over 500,000 votes, but it's only 50%.
Dominion will come in for the kill soon. Don't worry.
Okay. Let me ask you. My grandson asked me, because by the Carbonus, it says, Lo yamirenu, lo yachlifenu, v'lo yamirenu. What's the difference? Yachlifenu means he doesn't change it for a different animal.
You know, I don't even know. What does it say in Rashi? Let's go look it up right now.
There's no Rashi. I don't think there's Rashi.
What part is the right? So yeah, we have here all the Mefarshim. No problem. I have all the Mefarshim. Let's see what it says. This is in Leviticus. Leviticus, the very, very end, Parashas Bichukosai, Bichukotai, it's the very, very end, Mamish end of the Parasha, Lo Yachlifen, Lo Yivaker, Lo Yivaker, Lo Yivaker, okay, that's not the right possible word what it was before.
No, that's the possible, Tov Lera.
Lo Yivaker, Chomazah, Lo Yivaker, you're talking about the Isidorais of a carb, okay, Lo Yimirenu. Where's the Yachlifenu? You wanted the difference in Yachlifenu v'lo Yamirenu.
So lo Yamir, lo Yamirenu v'lo...
It's right, it's another pasuk. Let's see, it's another pasuk somewhere. Let's find the pasuk. Maybe it's not here. It's B'chor Shoyar. So where, over here doesn't say it. So let me, give me 1 second. Don't go away. Give me Mamish a second. We'll find it. We'll find it right away. We'll find it right away. What happened here? 1 second. One moment.